Got it, Rex. Tony. More Subarus, yes. Yeah. We're working a lot of them. Yeah, give me 2 seconds, let me just go to the computer. Hold the red door. You there? I need the bridge, sorry. You there? Yeah. YNC472. All right, let me try to find the car. Yeah. Do you know the guy? Do you know the guy's name? Lachlan Dean. All good. Yeah, it's been here a few times. I can't really share much information with you without the owner's approval. Looks like you just a typical sort of Liberty. It's got a few bits and pieces on it. Needs a couple of things for roadie, like an exhaust, blow valve, and a CV boot. That's about it. A pre-purchase inspection is 180. No, we're not. No. No, so we don't do any panel work here. No, we can have a look over it, but the inspection is mainly for mechanical and chassis damage. So we're checking over the actual car itself, not the panels. So we'll have a look over the outside. We'll tell you if it looks like it's been any accidents or anything weird going on, but we don't test paint or anything like that. Yes. Yeah. We only work on... What's that? I was going to say, we only work on Subaru, so we'll be pretty familiar with any Subaru here. Wouldn't be this week. Might be able to fit you in next Wednesday. Otherwise, it'd have to be the week after. Yeah, anything on Subaru other than panels and automatics. Like automatic rebuild. So we work on the auto cars, but just not the auto box. What's that, sorry? Short shifter? Is it a 5-speed or a 6-speed? 6-speed? We don't recommend short shifters for 6-speeds. Just the factory. We don't recommend short shifters for 6-speed. It's a 6-speed manual, you're saying, yeah? Yeah, so we normally keep the factory shifter in there. Yeah, because it makes the gearbox crunch, so it doesn't feel good with the short shifter in there. So the gear shifting is too short. Typically, any 6-speed shifter is pretty good straight off the bat. Yeah, probably just needs, yeah, probably needs some bushes. All good, easy. Thanks, see ya.